This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Scott Mills' daily podcast for Tuesday. It's a good one. We found the ghost from yesterday's show. Do you remember Cameron and the girl he met on the train? She's on and she's setting the record straight. Also, me and Chris have a slight falling out on air over Beyonce. Never thought that would happen. And I make a huge mistake involving a celebrity who I thought was a Liverpool fan. Afternoon, Amy in Bristol, who was in a car yesterday and was all wrapped up in the Cameron and ghost situation. So Cameron was on yesterday's show, spoke to a girl after making a bit of eye contact on the tube in London. They get the same carriage every morning on the tube.
Yeah, and they kept seeing each other, didn't they?
Yeah. So he actually went up to her, I would never do this, and was like, hey, you're cute. Then they texted for a bit and WhatsApped, and then she just disappeared. So he called us yesterday, but we couldn't track the ghost down. Amy is well excited because, as you just heard, we have managed to find her, and she is going to set the record straight about what happened. So if you listen to yesterday's story, a conclusion for you at 3:10.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
So Chris went to the doctors this morning. It's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
There's no punchline. He just went to the doctors.
I said to you, I went to the doctors, and you were like, is this going to be funny, is it? No, not a joke.
So I went to the doctors this morning, and that's what I was expecting, some kind of rubbish punchline. Okay, and what can you tell me?
Well,
everything fine?
Everything fine. Nothing that some cream won't solve.
Okay.
But what I loved about going to the doctors this morning was the doctor was the soundest bloke I've met in ages. Right, and I was that close at the end of the time that we had together to saying, we should go for a drink sometime.
Right.
And then I suddenly held back and I thought, no, hang on a minute. It's a doctor and I don't think you're allowed to see each other outside of work hours.
That is boundaries crossed. But I know what you mean because...
So sound though, Scott.
I had the same thing with my dentist who I've been seeing for about a year now. No Rudy's or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a girlfriend. Just come out of uni. Like, actually, I think it's probably on, and we're probably on now. He's probably listening in the surgery. Hello, dentist. But once again, what a nice bloke. And I was like, I was about to go. Oh, we should have a drink sometime. But
hang out.
I don't think it's allowed.
But it's really annoying because I genuinely think we could have a good friendship outside of that. But then again, you might go to the pub, and then it'd be like we just talk about medical things. And also, it is weird. To go for a drink with someone that has seen you in a slightly different capacity.
Oh, like right.
And it, also,
was
would
it a full
I then,
checkup, was it?
Not full, but then my point is, will I have to go to a different doctor if I become friends with him? I don't know the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, if you do, he'll invite all his doctor mates along. You'll feel completely out of your depth
I'll have
and
to
really
move,
stupid.
Move to a different doctor, then.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're on Thursday's breakfast show with... something I feel quite bad about doing to 5 Seconds of Summer. I hope band relations with us are okay, but...
It's very good, though.
It is good, but I feel that we may have crossed a line. You'll hear about it on Thursday morning's breakfast show, something we did with 5Sauce that they didn't know about, which, you'll just have to hear it. Now, you know it, I love it when I get your emails about anything about your life, anything you want to tell me or ask. You know you can come here. Just email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Always after your stories. I love them. They make the show. Now, Sasha's done just that and wants our help. Hey, Sasha.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I like it that you came to us first for help.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it would be the best idea.
Okay, what do you need?
Okay, so my boyfriend is a huge Liverpool fan, and he's taking me to the pub tonight to go watch the game. But I don't know anything about football. I'm more of an ice hockey fan. So is there any pointers or anything you can help me with?
Okay, so what match is this, Chris?
So you're going to see the Liverpool game?
Yeah.
So Champions League semi-final, massive, massive, massive game.
Yeah, that's what I've been told by my boyfriend.
Okay, and where will you be watching it tonight?
I'm not even sure, it's just at a pub.
In Liverpool?
No, in Glasgow.
Okay.
It's not massively dissimilar to ice hockey, the game itself.
Yeah.
Other than there's no ice, sticks, pucks.
Yeah.
Or hockey.
But the aim is to get the ball in the net. You're familiar with the basics, yeah?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the basics, but I just, I don't know anything else about it. I like my fast-paced sports, so...
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't mind that you came to us. In fact, I'm very flattered by it, but you should know if you're a regular listener that I know zero about sport also. So I'm guessing this one was more for Chris, right?
It was.
It's like for the attention of me.
Yeah. What do you want to know? Stuff to say in the pub to fit in?
Yeah, stuff to say to fit in, like stuff to chant and stuff like that.
Okay, so you just want to, what, you want to know a couple of Liverpool chants, maybe a couple of jokes, that type of thing?
Yeah, that would be okay.
What do you know about Liverpool already?
I know the name of the manager, but apparently I say that wrong. His name is Jurgen Klopp.
That's correct, isn't it?
Actually, you're doing better than Scott there, because Scott can't actually say Jurgen Klopp.
I've got the clip here. You know when you have to build up to something because you can't do it?
Yeah.
That's what happens with me and Jurgen Klopp. Here's a clip from before on the show. And here's an interview with Jurgen Klopp. See what I mean? I just can't quite do it.
Yeah, the only reason I know is because my boyfriend is always going on about him. So.
Okay. You can talk about Mo Salah and just say what an amazing player he is. That's what most Liverpool fans spend a lot of time doing, actually.
Okay, I've heard of him, I think.
Yeah. Or you could tell these hilarious jokes, which sound like some rubbish stand-up jokes from a long time ago.
Oh, you've got some jokes there, Scott.
I do. You ready?
Yep.
Where did you get these jokes? You didn't message your dad, did you?
I just looked them up.
Oh.
I'll do it in the style of quite a bad comedian, right?
Okay.
Why don't they drink tea at Anfield?
Dunno.
Because all the cops are in Manchester. Thank you very much.
What's with the voice? All right, go with it. Do you want to know another one? Another joke?
Yes.
You got another one?
Yeah, I got another one. On. Hello.
Pleasure being here tonight.
Thanks very much. I'm here all week. What ship hasn't docked in Liverpool?
Sorry, I thought this had gone wrong. I thought this had gone massively wrong. Go again.
What ship hasn't docked in Liverpool ever?
I don't know.
The Premiership. Thank you very much. I'm Scott Mills. Good night.
Very good. Very good. All right, so that surely helps, doesn't it? You got a couple of jokes there.
It does, 100%. I will have a fun night now.
Actually, I know someone from Merseyside that we can get on who will know more than us, I think.
Who?
Are you all right to wait there a minute, Sasha?
Yeah, of course.
Wait there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So we're speaking to Sasha on the line. She's going to see a football match with her boyfriend in the pub in Glasgow for the first time tonight, and it's your boyfriend's team, Liverpool.
It is.
And you want to be fully prepared for it. So I've given you a couple of jokes that you could slip in the evening. Chris has said about a couple of chants, but I know someone that will know more than us. And it's a massive celebrity Liverpool fan. And I've got their number on my phone, so I'm just going to try now, all right?
Okay.
They'll know more.
Hello, mate.
And here he is, massive celebrity Liverpool fan, Anton Powers. How are you?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Everton fan, not a Liverpool fan. No chance I'm a Liverpool fan.
Scott, you've got this massively wrong. I didn't realise Anton Powers was your celebrity friend. He's a big Everton fan.
Oh.
There's actually two wrong words here straight away. One, I'm not a celebrity. And two, I'm definitely not a Liverpool fan. So
you're like the king of Liverpool, though.
I don't know about that, but yeah, you find as well, a lot of people in Liverpool support Everton and the people outside of Liverpool support Liverpool. You see, that's how it works.
Oh, my deepest apologies. Sorry, we've just got a Liverpool fan on the phone her boyfriend's a Liverpool fan, and she's going to go and watch the game with him tonight. And I was just trying to find someone that might know more about what to say.
Right, okay. Well, I didn't realise there was a game on, to be honest. I don't know.
Yeah, see, it doesn't register with Anton Powers because
I'm just, do you know what? I'm going out for a beer with all the Roma fans in about an hour's time. And Liverpool, it's full of Italians, so I'll be celebrating with them tonight.
Yeah, if anything, they'll just be with the Roma fans, Scott.
Anton, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't realise there were two teams.
Come on, you Blues.
Once again, I'm so sorry. Thank you for answering my call, though.
No problem. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the show.
Okay. Well, Sasha, that was well awkward, wasn't it?
I know.
Oh, well. Sorry, I got wrong team. Anyway.
So not really helped all that much, but good luck with tonight.
But anyway, good luck.
No, fine.
Let us know how it goes tomorrow, all right?
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills. And I know now that I'm so. Yeah.
poor 5 seconds of summer. Hear what we did to them on Thursday morning's breakfast show. We'll be on with Grimmy from 7:40-ish. So just listen to the breakfast show on Thursday, but we're on after 7:30. I feel like we may have gone too far this time with 5 seconds of summer. Obviously, they are up for a laugh all the time, but I think we've pushed a little bit too far.
I agree. They always come on the show and they're up for doing fun stuff on this show. Maybe not now.
Oh, don't say that.
No, but it's the truth of it, isn't it? We'll see.
Like, as they left, it was really kind of like, all right then, see you soon then. And normally, well, they normally would hug us, and that wasn't so much the case. Hear what happened Thursday morning at 7:40. Kieran in Newcastle says, what you've just done on Radio 1 is pretty much the equivalent of walking around Sunderland dressed as Alan Shearer.
Scott Mills.
So Beyonce played Coachella, which goes over 2 weekends. It was last weekend and the weekend before.
Which I wasn't aware of, actually.
Always been that way. And obviously, I don't think you go twice. I think you either go one weekend or the other, a bit like Reading or Leeds, I suppose.
But there is a gap in between, so you could go twice.
You could, but it costs you monies.
Yeah.
Now, we touched on this at the end of the show yesterday. Beyonce played exactly the same show at last weekend's Coachella that she did the weekend before, which is pretty standard. Chris went off about this.
Yeah, okay. This is nothing against Beyonce, really. It's more probably the team around her who...
What are you talking about?
What?
Right, what, okay.
You don't seem to understand is that if people go to a concert or a gig, they want a personal experience, right?
Yeah.
So when I found out she was doing the same show twice, I thought to myself, well, how annoyed would you be if you were a fan?
People don't go twice.
And you're getting exactly
twice.
The same thing, the same talking bits.
Nobody
the same,
goes twice.
Well, I put it to you then, why don't we just repeat yesterday's show today?
Not the same. What you don't understand is it was one of the most intimate, energetic, like visually accurate, stunning pop performances of our generation.
Yeah, but done...
But done twice.
Once. Yeah, done twice.
They were rehearsing in aircraft hangars for
Mate,
6 weeks
you know
with
how...
100 dancers. You want her to do that again in 6 days?
No,
the
what
same.
I'm saying is she's been paid enough.
A different show.
She's been paid enough that it doesn't matter how long it takes to do. She could do two different shows
no,
if she wanted to.
No, she couldn't!
Mate, people work so much harder doing other stuff.
No!
Like, you seem to
have
think
you
because
not,
it's Beyonce,
you,
she's not allowed to work hard.
Have you ever seen, like, the preparation and the rehearsal that goes
no,
into a show
No, I don't care,
like
because she's well, earning so much
it.
Coin off it.
YouTube it, then. It's a two-hour show with such attention to detail. Oh, by the way, can you create
Beyonce
an entire...
will only do 2 hours and she'll do that and then she'll just repeat it again and
create,
again and again.
Can you create another
I could do that.
2 hour show, please, in 6 days? You couldn't do that.
I'm saying that the team around us should be saying, all right, look, it's the same festival, so do one performance that night.
No!
Or, at the very least...
It's not going to be as good.
Do it in a different order. Do the songs in a different order.
All right, so do it backwards.
Yeah, why not?
How's
what
that
going to
work
is,
with pyros, lights?
Oh, you annoy me sometimes because yeah, you, what
same.
You can't see is that what she is doing is not anyone could do it.
No, they
if
couldn't.
They had the time that Beyonce had to be able to
why
to get this stuff together
that?
And the team and the money and everything, you'd be amazed what I could do with the resources she has. You'd be amazed.
Listen to how everyone else is laughing around you.
No, and all right, I probably am looking a bit silly on this, but what I'm saying is, she is headlining that festival. I cannot see a reason why she couldn't do a different second show.
Also, and you'll know if you're a massive fan of an artist, right? And you do go to the same tour more than once, it's the same jokes. They tell the same stories.
I don't think a lot of people realise this.
They do.
And it is, honestly, it's terrible. If you go and see a show in Glasgow and then go see that show in Manchester, it's often the same, exactly the same talking bits in between.
It is exactly the same because
and
it's a routine.
That annoys me. That annoys me. That shouldn't happen.
Why? But it's a show. It's a show. Do you know what? Most people are agreeing with you.
Are they?
Which I find absolutely mad.
No, because everyone's looking at me here as if I'm in the wrong because I'm saying this against Beyonce, but I'm saying against any artist, don't wheel out the same stuff. We're paying for it.
Beyonce is just lazy. This is mad. I agree with Chris. She shouldn't repeat herself. You're all mad.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills. This is Chris Starr. Generally, we get on. We're just having a little bit of a difference of opinion.
It sums up our two different personalities, this whole debate, I think.
Are you trying to wind me up?
No. Are you trying to wind me up?
No. But I believe what I say.
Same.
Here's someone that says they've worked for Beyonce as well as many other pop stars like that. The reason, this could be true, I don't know. The reason all the talky bits are scripted and the same on each gig is because overrun fines from stadiums are massive. I've heard that.
So you can't do a different chat?
Right, so if
chat.
Yes, you can. Overrun by 15 minutes
Can you do the songs in a different order?
Look, I'm talking overrun 15 minutes a stadium, that's going to cost you 50 grand. True.
Lydia in Bristol. Beyonce, totally agree, Chris. I love Beyonce so much. But it's her job. Do more than a two-hour shift, hon.
2 hour shift!
It is.
Oh, I want everyone that thinks the same as Chris to literally just go on and see how much preparation a show like that takes. It's
people,
all over
just,
YouTube.
People work hard, Scott. This is what you don't see. Just because it's Beyonce, other people work harder.
They do, but you can't create a different show in 6 days. You can't.
Yeah, but you can.
Not on that level.
You can make it slightly different. What you're saying is you can't make it any different. That's
wrong. What do you want?
Put different clothes on. Do something, like, whatever.
She did put different clothes on.
Oh, did she?
Yes. Well, there were, like, two different outfits.
Well, okay, fine. That's a start.
Right, okay. Right, well, that's something to start from, isn't it? I mean.
Scott Mills.
Jimmy and Cornwall.
Yes,
Jimmy, yes.
You right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're going on your dad's stag do this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, out in Falmouth, yeah, a big group of us.
Shirts made?
No, not yet. Well, his mate's supposed to be doing it, so hopefully right. Yeah.
No fancy dress? Probably too old, right?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, he's 50, so a bit too old for that.
Right, so he's 50. And what's the average age of the party? They're all his mates, are they?
Me and my brother, and then all his mates, yeah.
So you're probably going to be a bit worried about what you're going to find out, but good luck.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I think it's okay for you to go... do I think it's okay for you to go on a stag do? But as I've said in the past, we were talking about this on last week's show. Parents at your stag do, or your other half stag do, No. Imagine what they're going to find out.
Yeah, I know, innit? To be fair, we lived up in Southampton. None of his mates from up there live down here, so...
Okay.
So we're not going out with them, so...
Okay. Right, so I know you normally pick Chris for bangers. Yeah. I know you also are full up with your sausage and mayo sandwich that you had for lunch, so you're good to go on bangers, right?
Yeah, mate, yeah, ready.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Actually, no, Chris, you go first.
All right, my banger choice today is this, Jimmy. This is Florida and Low.
Yeah, that's a team.
Still blows people's mind that Flo Rida is spelt Florida.
Mm. Did you know that, Jimmy?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah, see?
Yeah. Oh, I love Flo Rida, Florida.
It's so good breaking that news to people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a bit basic, Jimmy, but I think it's a banger.
Yeah, that's a tune, yeah.
Okay, you can have that, Jimmy, or you can have this. I'm ready for your love. Gorgon City, ready for your love.
Yeah, I think
that reminds me of Ibiza. Are you big
into Ibiza, are you? Yeah, I've been to Ibiza, yeah. 2013 I went.
Did you meet anyone good?
No, we've seen a few famous people like walking down the streets, like, so, but yeah, it's a bit starstruck when I went down there.
Hang on, I thought you met... Did you not meet Calvin Harris?
I didn't meet him. I walked past him down there, yeah.
I would say to everyone that you met him...
Count that.
Yeah, no, I didn't really know what to say,
Well, yeah, you didn't meet him, but yeah. He was walking down the street, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think we should do?
I don't know, I think I'm going to stick with Chris, I think.
Oh. Yeah, nice one, Jimmy.
Let me talk to you. Let it rain.
One.
Oh, hi there. I just thought I'd drop by to tell you all about our podcast.
It's good.
It stars myself, Nick Grimshaw, and most excitingly, a famous person. Good morning, Selena Gomez.
Good morning. I'm happy to see your face.
Jennifer Lawrence is here.
My mom goes, it's great. We invited the whole neighborhood.
Think you are one of the biggest artists in the world?
Well, no, I'm not.
Yes,
that's
you are.
Silly.
Do you play stadiums?
Sometimes.
Do you play arenas?
Yeah.
Do you headline festivals?
Yeah.
Do you fly commercial?
No.
You're one of the biggest artists in the world, then.
The best of Nick Grimshaw.
Download it from wherever you found this podcast.
I enjoy that song because there's so many hoes in it.
What, boots with the fur?
Boots with the fur. Reeboks with the straps, ho. That
if
was Flo Rida.
You hear that on a night out and you're still getting low now. I don't know how I feel about that.
Right, I'm not being funny. But
you know
I'm...
where you do that weird thing where you're like, low, low, low,
low. Right, it's, don't.
It's actually a bit rubbish.
Don't, because... majority of gigs where I play that, people still go low.
I know.
I'm talking about you, Prism in Leeds on New Year's Eve. Yeah. Everyone was getting low. Low, low, low.
Oh, oh, low. And then one always goes too low.
Yeah. And then can't get up.
God forbid there's a stag or a hen group in.
Yeah.
And
they're trying to go low.
The rogue sort of older one,
right,
there, who gives it a go.
Yeah, right. Deirdre, who's 75, is trying to go low. Can't get up.
Bride squad.
Right. Isn't it weird how some songs, like, isn't music a great thing, like how it reminds you of special moments in your life, like summer on the beach with your best mates, getting a tan, or, you know, incredible moments which you've all shared at a festival that you'll never forget. And then you've got Felix in London. Excellent choice. Reminds me of making beds in a French chalet during my year before uni. Used to have it on repeat, no shame.
Scott Mills.
Just want to check, are we cool now after the Beyonce thing? It's just a slight disagreement, it doesn't happen that often.
Well, we're amicable.
Okay.
About it, aren't we? We agree to disagree. Hate that phrase.
Chris thinks Beyonce is lazy and should have done two separate different Coachella shows, which is obviously a ridiculous notion. But I think we're okay for the rest of the show, it's all good.
Scott Mills. One.
On the show yesterday, we spoke to Cameron. He'd seen a girl he liked on the train on his daily commute. She's always there. So, he eventually said hi. Here's what Cameron said yesterday.
I literally stepped off the train. Kind of got a bit lucky and stood next to her. And I was like, oh God, okay, what's my line? So, I turned next to her and I asked her for the time.
Yeah, classic.
It was a
very Craig David of you.
Yeah, so I asked her for the time. And, of course, there's a big orange clock in bank, so I'm well aware, and she's well aware that everyone knows the time.
But
she kind of played along. She was like, oh, well, it's 8:20, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Then I kind of panicked. So I was like, do you have the weather? So it was raining that day, so I was like,
do
yeah,
you
have
the weather?
You got the weather
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, that was my follow-up.
Just thinking of apps. Okay. Got the sports results on there. As well.
Oh, but just, you struggle, don't you? You're like, what can I ask next?
I know, right? Like, where do you go after the time? So I thought,
right,
weather.
So she gave you the time, she gave you the weather?
Well, I asked for the weather, and then I was like, oh God, that's cringe. And then I said, oh, I'm totally just kidding. I think you're cute. What's your name?
Ah, straight in. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said?
Yeah, we kind of had small talk up the escalators, and as soon as she went to her exit, and I was like, oh, well, do you want to get a drink? She's like, okay, sure. So I got her number.
That is a massive move from him, though, Scott, isn't it? Because I just couldn't do that on a train. I couldn't go up to someone with any kind of good chat.
Do you think it's because Cameron is not British?
Yeah, it's true. The Europeans, although he is from Canada.
Yeah, that's not Europe.
But especially in Europe, are particularly good at being very forward. I've noticed this, especially the French. So my family go on holiday to France every year, and I did notice this, that they're just better with words. They're more confident in going up to people and just saying it how it is.
Yeah, but so are Americans and Canadians. They would actually go up and be like, hey, and we just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we have managed to track down that ghost, and after much convincing, and let me tell you, It was a lot of convincing. We're going to speak to her next.
Scott Mills.
Good news, everyone. We've got the ghost on the line. Hello, ghost.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm feeling that you're quite embarrassed by all of this.
I'm so embarrassed.
Why?
Because my personal life has been put on the radio. I barely knew him.
But the thing is, this was a funny one from the off, because you're not really a ghost, are you? So we should maybe just call you Train Girl or Train Ghoul. We'll call you Train Girl. Yep. It's a good middle ground. Because you weren't really, like, dating or anything like that before you vanished.
No, we spoke a few times by text and that was it.
Right, so you WhatsApped a few times, but this is the guy you saw on your commute, Cameron, who we spoke to yesterday. How did you find out that it might be you that he was talking about on the radio?
The messages from all of my friends. That kind of gave it away.
So all your friends got in touch saying, I think they're talking about you on the radio, but we didn't use any names or anything like that. So how did they know it was you?
They told me, because like, obviously they knew about the whole tube story. And so they texted me and said, oh, the guy on the train, he's the one on the radio.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you found out through your friends.
Yeah. And then I had to go and listen to the show after work.
Oh,
okay. So you don't feel bad about ghosting, because I guess there's nothing to feel bad about.
No, I don't feel bad. I just didn't realise it would affect me much.
I bet you're kind of bemused by the drama of it all. Although if you heard it yesterday, I'm sure you can understand. The situation was with Cameron, he just kind of wants to know if he can have his commute back without the awkwardness, because I assume, well, you can answer this, I guess, you're still doing the same commute.
Yes, I am, but he can definitely have his commute back because I switched carriages when I stopped texting him.
Oh!
So I didn't have to see him.
Okay, and have you seen him since?
I actually saw him this morning.
Oh,
when
no.
I got off of the tube. Yeah, he just pretended he didn't see me and ran off.
But you've purposefully switched carriages so it's not awkward.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's safe. He can go about his commute.
Yeah, but it is awkward, isn't it? I mean, you must have that. It must be horrible every morning thinking, oh, no, am I going to see him? And likewise, probably vice versa now, because it's a bold move going and talking to just never talk again.
Yeah, I guess so.
And he's going ballon to bank every day.
Ballon to bank. So why did you stop speaking? Was it just it kind of fizzled out?
Yeah, I think it's a bit forlorn for me.
Okay.
So fair enough. I just decided to stop.
And why did you decide to stop without any messages whatsoever?
I didn't know how to explain myself without being harsh.
Sometimes it's just easier to go away.
Exactly. I took the coward's way out.
We were talking yesterday about maybe whether you had a boyfriend or not, because there's a boy in your WhatsApp picture.
Yeah, just to clarify, that's my friend, and we're on holiday, and it's been my WhatsApp picture for a long, long time.
Oh, so okay.
My picture didn't change, just to clarify.
Fair play.
It's been the same guy for a while, just a friend, Scott.
Mm-hmm. And you are single?
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's really cleared up a lot of things. Yeah. And to say to Cameron, if he's listening now, you've got your commute back, my friend.
Yes, although there are ghosts on the underground.
Yes.
Train Ghoul.
Do you think you'll ever chat to anyone ever again on the London Underground?
Definitely not.
Yeah, but what can you do if someone comes up to you
they won't.
And starts talking?
They won't. It's London. No one talks to anyone.
It's true. Normally no one talks.
Yeah, definitely.
Good to speak to you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Beat Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and it's Bumble O Wednesday. Scott Mills.